Last week, I introduced some of you and reintroduced some of you to something known as the Nicene Creed. For those of you who are wondering where we stand on doctrinal matters and some essential parts of where we position ourselves on who God is and what God is for us and what he has done for us, the Nicene Creed in many details conveys many of the things that we want for you to recognize as central to who we are. And the reason we did that last week is some of the discussion that we have going forward as we finish the book of 1 Corinthians will require the understanding that was conveyed in that creed. It will require it. I realized that we had some things that were central, some things that were dear to us that were not necessarily a Christian perspective, but we took pagan things and we stamped them with the word Christ. And when we put that stamp on them, we were involving ourselves with ungodly, non-Christian practices, and we were doing so under the guise of Christianity. And I did not realize I was doing this last week, but I poked a hornet's nest with a stick because I did not fully appreciate the extent to which your zodiac sign was important to you. So I had a meeting or five this week, and one of them was a couple that did not attend the church, and they had not heard the sermon. We intentionally did not post the sermon online, okay? Did not do that. It was an in-house discussion. But they asked me what last Sunday's sermon was about. That was not the point of the meeting, so it just kind of turned into a discussion about that, and I told them what we addressed, and we told them about the Nicene Creed, which we're going to review in a moment, and I mentioned that one of the examples of Christianizing a pagan practice is a zodiac sign, and it was a man and his wife, and he said, I need for you to defend this position you have. Let's open our Bibles and show us where you get this from. And I said, sure, no problem. And I took out my iPad and we took them to about, I don't know, a dozen passages that shows that God is not a fan of divination. When he talks about divination in the Bible, he's talking about your zodiac sign and your seances, and he knew that the day would come when one day we would be able to go to Toys R Us and buy Ouija boards, and when we get into these moments where we try to, when we're praying to the dead, even when we do it in a Christian context, that's what he's referring to, divining what is eternally and spiritually true without going to the God of eternity and spirituality is missing the point. That's his whole agenda here. So he's saying, remove that behavior from you. And so I walked him through these passages, and he says, I'm going to have to go home, the husband said, I'm going to have to go home and process all of the stuff you've put on the table. He said, because I balance things in scales because I'm a Libra. And as a Libra, everything has to balance out. And I said, wait, stop. Did you just use your zodiac sign as a defense of zodiac signs? As he says it, what he did. Now, his wife is sitting there next to him, and she said, you know, I think he might be on to something. Speaking of me, I think he may have a good point. I think, and then he says, she's not going to come down hard and fast on this. She's not going to make a hard decision because she has a dual personality, and she has a dual personality because she's a Gemini. This happened to me. This happened to me. This happened to me this week. This happened to me this week. I'm going to start coming every week, every Sunday going forward. I'm just going to come in here and introduce every sermon with a meeting I had that week. Okay? This week, he has to balance it all out because he's a Libra, and she's not going to make a decision because he is a Gemini. And I noticed that every time he would make what he believed to be an argument against my position, he would high-five his wife. They don't attend the church, but I did tell them I was going to tell you this story, okay? He would high-five her. I was like, you guys really are, you're really proud of yourselves. And so every time he would make a point he thought just was a death nail in my argument, he would give her a high-five. And then he gets to this point where he says, she's not going to make a decision because she has dual personalities. So she understands it from my perspective and yours. And not only does she understand it from both perspectives, but she fully lives in both perspectives. And because she fully lives in both, she is incapable of making a decision. She is that way because she is a Gemini. And I said, well, here's one thing. She married you. And whether you realize it or not, there are very strong arguments against marrying you. And in spite of the strong arguments against marrying you, she decided to marry you. So at least one point in her life, she made a massively important decision. Do you concede that point? He paused for a long time. I mean, like, you have to understand who you're dealing with here. If you take 7 minutes to answer a question, I will wait quietly, lean in. Do you need some coffee? I will wait. He paused for a really long time, and then the sinner in me came out. So we, because he paused for so long, I got up and I started high-fiving the people in the coffee shop. His wife's a Gemini, and she decided to marry him. She's not supposed to be doing that. Why? Because on the day she was born, stars were aligned in a specific way. And the alignment of these stars kept her from being able to make a sound decision for the rest of her life. But the God I worship is the God of your personality. You are not the product of the orientation of stars. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Do not take the artistic, invaluable, incredible work of God's hand and ascribe it to what is merely another outworking of his hand. Yes. It's not stars. It's the master of souls that made you who you are. That's what we believe. That is what we believe. So for just a moment, going forward, I need for you to look back on all the times you said, hey, this is how I am. I'm a Leo. And this is how Leos act. No, that's you giving yourself permission to act a fool. It's helpless. I can't do anything else. I was made this way because the stars were aligned. I cannot help but be this way. No, that is you setting up the direction in your life. You cannot control. You cannot exercise self-control over who you are by leaning into the sovereignty of our God. Why? Because you were born on October 17th, and everyone who's born that on that day has no choice but to be this way. Do not dishonor the God of all creation in that way. Wow. We will not co-sign that. We will not, because we have a very specific understanding of the God who we worship. And we gather it from this creed. And I'm going to get into the habit of routinely rehearsing this creed with you so that you can be constantly reminded of what we mean when we say we believe. Say it with me. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. That's who we are. Notice the absence of stars. The only present stars had in the creed was, the God we worship is the creator of everything seen and unseen. We're looking to that, listen, we're looking to that which is less than us to determine the future of us. It dishonors him.